Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Property taxes expected to be a hot topic again in the upcoming legislative session. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene. On Tuesday morning, members from the community gathered at the Senior Center to hear from state legislators about the upcoming budget session. The annual Campbell County Chamber of Commerce event, Eggs and Issues, featuring local state legislators, made clear property taxes will be a major focus during the session. During the last legislative session, several bills dealing with property taxes were introduced, but none were successful, to the disappointment of many county residents. Several bills for this upcoming session have already been proposed to offer property tax relief. According to Senator Barlow, it is now the responsibility of legislators to distill these proposals into a solution that is both immediate and effective. Representative Abby Angelos cautioned that any changes made should be mindful not to adversely affect local governments. One inquiry raised concerns about how the state could compensate for any potential revenue loss resulting from the property tax revisions. Representative John Baer assured that the state currently possesses sufficient funds to backfill the shortfall. He affirmed, "We will ensure that local governments and the education system receive funding at existing levels." However, Troy McEwen emphasized the need for the state to take more decisive action. He stressed if they continue to backfill, it isn't a true cut, but just moving money around. He said it doesn't constitute true tax relief. Barlow concurred, stating, "If we genuinely seek tax relief and want to reduce taxes, we must discuss which services we are willing to forego." Representative Chris Knapp remarked on Wyoming's reliance on fossil fuels and the associated tax revenue. Knapp said, "Wyoming is cursed because it's blessed." He pointed out that the state has never had to make substantial decisions about streamlining government due to frequent bailouts. He also stressed he believed reform of the current tax structure is necessary to resolve the need to backfill the budget. The upcoming legislative budget session, which is just 20 days long, begins on February 12th. Wyoming ranchers say they don't want taxpayer money, just a level playing field. Wyoming's legacy ranching operations say a Biden administration proposal to give taxpayer money to smaller beef operations does nothing to level the playing field of an industry dominated by the giant Big Four meat packers. Ranchers such as Ogden Driscoll argue that the current industry dynamics dominated by the Big Four meat packers make it challenging for independent ranchers to sustain their livelihoods. Cowboy State Daily reported the consolidation in the industry over the past few decades, with the Big Four controlling 85% of beef production, has led to anti-competitive practices and increased difficulty for smaller and medium-sized ranchers. While the Biden administration aims to address this disparity through financial support, Wyoming ranchers believe that a more comprehensive solution is needed. They have been advocating for significant changes, including a labeling initiative to enhance transparency about the origin of meat products. This initiative, combined with the reinstatement of COOL, which is country of origin labeling, is seen as a means to create a more competitive environment, allowing smaller and mid-sized producers to thrive. Wyoming ranchers are calling for broader transformations in the industry, encouraging the return of mid-sized and larger producers to reduce the dominance of the Big Four. They emphasize the importance of increased competition, citing initiatives like Sustainable Beef, a mid-sized to large meatpacking plant, as an example that could provide ranchers with more options, fairer pricing, and the ability to process their own animals. Overall, the ranchers seek a healthier and more resilient meat production industry that benefits both producers and consumers. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene.